Oasis Audio presents An Open Heart by Harry Krauss. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Jace Rawlings, M.D., sat in the damp Kenyon jail with his back against the stone wall. He leaned forward, his once defiant posture erased as he slumped in defeat. He looked at his watch. His fall from prominence as a much-sought-after cardiothoracic surgeon in Virginia to the sweaty holding cell in Equatorial Africa had taken exactly 37 hours, 20 minutes. Another inmate, one of some 30-odd men in a 15-foot square cell, leaned against him and smiled through green juice dripping from his chin. Jace recognized the man's striking mix of Arabic and African features. He was Somali, and his vice was khat, the addictive stimulant plant chewed for pleasure. Jace counted. He was one of 34 men being held in this cell at a Kenyan police station in Uplands, a town on the edge of the Great Rift Valley. Perhaps he should be thankful for the crowded cell. The sun would soon set, and at their present altitude, just under 8,000 feet, human flesh would provide the only defense against the cold. The Great Rift Valley etched a ragged scar from the Middle East through the top half of the Dark Continent, parting Africa in much the same way as the corrupt politics, tribalism, and poverty divided its people into haves and have-nots. Renowned for its rich animal life, Africa spread a veneer of beauty over a landscape of blood, military rebellion, and HIV. Jace averted his eyes from a man relieving himself.